Today's Streamglobe devotional is titled, Wisdom in Being Led. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Proverbs 4:7-8. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. I have just read from the King James Version. Arav became 5 times more successful in his business when he started running it according to the principles of God's kingdom. At first, it seemed as if he would not make as much profit because he reduced his interest rates and improved his quality of service. It looked as if he was committing business suicide, but with time, he established himself as the most trusted name in that business, in his city. No one had the volume of turnover that he had, and he started making more profit than those with ungodly interest rates. The true definition of walking in wisdom is walking in the will of God. See Ephesians 5, verse 17. Those who seek the will of God in all things are those who seek to walk wisely in all things. Every foolish decision I have ever made in my life was because I did not consider the will of God as the top priority in that decision-making process. If you truly seek the will of God as the top priority of your life, you will find it if you seek it with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." It takes faith to connect with the will of God and see the wisdom therein. Faith provides better sight than natural sight, which is why we should walk by faith and not by sight. See 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. When walking in faith, patience is required. Hebrews 6:12 says that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Go into today determined to walk in the will of God as your top priority. Remember that wisdom is the principal thing, and walking in the will of God is the way to walk wisely. Lord Jesus, please help me to exalt your will and walk wisely all the days of my life. Amen. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord, but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you for the way you have been living contrary to his will. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the 3rd day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from 96 to 98. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 96 to 98.
Psalm 96.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations. His marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness.
Psalm 97.
The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols, worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, Lord. For you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil. For he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name.
Psalm 98, a song.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord. All the earth burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.